Good evening, wonderful humans of the internet. How you doing? Chad, Andy, and Steve here with you tonight, finally, to talk to you again, and finally to have another episode of the Team Ability No Excuses podcast. How the heck are you? It's been forever. Winter sucks. That's the short version of this, and if you've been following on social media through the Ability Films page, you saw some stuff that we posted about snow removal, and we've been ranting and raving about why it's taken us so long to get this done, but we're glad to be back with you today, sitting around and getting ready to have some questions asked to us, which is really rad. There is a distinguished British gentleman around the table. You want to say hi, Sam?
Hey, how's it going?
Yes, there you go. Clearly distinguished and British. Sam Loker's here to talk, and maybe I should let Sam tell everybody who the heck he is, and because he's an avid listener, which makes me happy. He's listened to all the episodes, and Andy says we got to get him on. I was like, awesome, let's do it. So, Sam, give us a spiel about you.
So my name is Sam. I've been in Canada for I guess I need to say 7.5 years now. I don't have a disability, nor do I have a family member who has a disability, nor do I have a lot of history of being around folks with disabilities. And so I think a lot of...
Right? I'm sitting there, I'm like, why did we pick this guy?
Yeah. I think one of the reasons I managed to make the cut to be here is because I ask Andy a lot of questions a lot of the time.
Cool.
And I think Andy eventually kind of said, you know what, let's just get you on and you can just ask us the questions and that. Would you say, Andy, that's a fair reflection of what I'm here?
Yeah, that's basically what happened.
Because my other credentials are not great.
I don't have a disability. I don't know anyone with a disability other than Andy. It's like, well, we're off to a good start. Steve's here too. Say hi to everybody, Steve.
Hi, everybody.
Steve, you have started your pat leave now, right?
Yes.
You're at home with little one. How's that going? Good?
Good. Yeah, Esther's off for another week. So we're off together. We did a bit of vacation.
Beautiful. And then she goes back?
Yep.
And so then you are full-time dad life.
Well, I was already.
The truth. That doesn't make any sense.
But I'll be full-time home.
So, yes.
Yes.
So that's the difference. There it is. There it is. Right on. Okay. All right. So let's jump right in. Sam's got some questions that he wrote down. I'm very intimidated by this. It's taking some time.
Sound like we don't prep.
We don't prep with a paper and pen, though.
But anyways, we'll get her going. Sam has some questions, and he asked us before. He says, do you guys want to know him? I said, nope. I don't want to know the questions. Like it when it's off the cuff and conversational. So let's hear what you have for us in terms of questioning from a person with no disability and no experience with disabilities. I love that.
Did they ramp up in intensity? Can I at least ask
the questions? Oh.
Well, I don't think so. But I guess it depends how you answer them.
Okay.
All depends if you want to get mad.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I can give it a go to try and... But the first question is going to be kind of a simple question. Having listened to the podcast, it's very clear that you guys aren't too bothered about political correctness.
Yes.
It comes across almost every single episode.
Excellent. Mission accomplished.
Which is great for you guys. However, if I try to be politically incorrect... to someone with a disability.
That you just meet?
Sorry?
That you just meet?
Yeah, it doesn't go probably very well, I would assume. And so the question I have is just kind of like maybe some of your advice on how, for the language that should be used for folks who don't have a disability when...
I like it. It's a good question, yeah.
Steve, you obviously would have experience with this too.
I have bad experiences and good experiences because I grew up not having that filter because I grew up with Andy. And most of my experiences with it are I'm introduced as his brother, but then sometimes I'll be out in the world just talking. I'm like, and I remember, well, I mentioned this in the past episode and I said wheelchair people, right?
Yeah.
And most people, I could be wrong. Some people probably will take offense. I've never had anyone get mad at me for saying something wrong when I'm saying it not meanly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure if you come across saying things like, hey, you're whatever, in a very upset tone, and it's I mean, I think they'd be mad at you even if you did use politically correct words.
Yeah, sure.
So, depending on who it is, yeah, depends on the situation.
Completely. Yeah.
I think you're on to something there, Stephen.
But if you're doing it out of ignorance, I think that's a conversation you have with them, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, yeah.
I really, you know, if you're asking me what to call me, I'd say Chad's good, but...
but no, that wasn't the question. No,
yeah. I know.
No, it was like,
but I'm always... Like, yeah, I mean, it's person first, always, right? Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. The less... I don't know, for me, and again, I don't want to speak for the entire community, but for me, the more like a quote-unquote normal and regular dude I can feel, the better, right?
Yeah. It'd probably also be similar to people calling you British all the time.
Right? It literally happens all the time.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, that could be an unfair analogy, but, like, you'd rather just be called Sam or whatever, right? It gets annoying maybe a little bit, right?
To be introduced as the British guy? Yeah.
This is my British friend Sam. Does that happen?
It just happened. You did it.
Well, yes. I did.
Anyway, sorry.
Before you're right. Before I even spoke, I said a fine, distinguished British gentleman or something. I'm doing.
It's all right. It was the attitude you said it was nice.
Yes, it was not malicious. Not, yeah, absolutely.
It's a conversation we can have.
Not
later.
Harmful. That's right. When the microphone's off, I'll tell you how you offended me. Yeah. No.
Can we tell? I don't know if we can tell this story.
You can tell any story. You're the one that edits it. If you don't like it, you can just not air it.
Is it about me?
No, we were at a baseball tournament one time.
Oh, that's a good story. We gotta tell the story. Does she listen to the podcast?
I don't know if she does, but it's definitely a hot button word now.
It is, and that's probably, yeah. And
so let's go. That's why I hesitate, but it speaks to what you're asking.
Absolutely.
We were at a baseball tournament, and the team we were playing was late, and... So everybody's getting a little restless. Chad and I are throwing the ball around, and Chad just said, what's taking this team so long? Like, this is getting retarded.
Whoops.
So that was his exact words, right? A mother...
That's what Chad said?
That's what I said.
Oh, okay.
That's what I said.
Chad's not quiet, right? Like, we can...
He sits the furthest away from the mic.
I am in proximity the farthest from right now, yes. But
so
it was not a quiet statement. Yeah.
So he's like, this is retarded. And I was like, well, we can't do anything about a bus rally. But there was a mother whose daughter has Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. She did a 180 from where she was, came over to Chad, and was like face-to-face with him. Like, we don't use that word. I can't believe you use that term. So, but he didn't mean it, obviously, directed towards her daughter. It was just, the situation was...
Yeah, and it's funny because even talking about it now, years later, I laugh at myself for saying it, but I like instantly regret it and feel bad about it even in this moment. Because, like, first of all, 100%, that was not my intention, nor would I ever use that word to connotate that, right? I mean, if we're being deeply personal, I'm fairly certain I've spoken about my brother on the podcast before, right? My older brother, Daryl, has cerebral palsy like Andy and I, except much more severe. So for all intents and purposes, he was what some people would call brain dead. I would never use that word, right? That's always been a touch and go word for me too. It's funny that... That's just what slipped out in that moment as I'm throwing the ball around. And again, maybe that's that athlete mentality. I wasn't too serious about baseball, but it's just like, let's get this thing going, right? What are we waiting for? I don't want to sweat and throw this ball around any longer. I want to play. But that's and maybe you have a point there, Sam. There are those words that are deeply offensive for some people, whether it's meant or not.
Does that answer your question?
Right, I think so. I mean, maybe it's one of those ones that will come up, I think, with other topics as well.
Sure.
Like, I'm sure whatever ones you said in about 5 years or 6 years, it will change anyway.
Yeah.
So it just kind of always feels like it's...
I think the correct term right now is persons with a disability.
I guess so. Or persons with a difference of ability. Listen.
That's
differently
it.
Differently able.
I think, and I spoke to someone and they said, as long, you have to make sure that persons first, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, I wrote that down as well. Like, person first.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So instead of saying, you wouldn't ever want to say disabled person.
Person
with. You'd want to say person with a like.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's funny because even in my teacher's college experience, we were talking about how to, you know, what to do when you have, you know, students with special needs in the classroom, and again the terminology and things like that. And I had a teacher say, well, you know, you want to make sure that it's a person who uses a wheelchair, not a person in a wheelchair, right? Chad's not in a wheelchair, he uses a wheelchair. I was like, oh, okay, it doesn't really bother me that much when somebody says I'm in a wheelchair, but I guess it could for some, right? So you never know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it would depend on who you're, like, if it's person to person or if it's a broad room, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does, like, stuff like, what was I trying to say? Stuff like, you know, my friend in the wheelchair. And it's like, no, Chad's fine. Like, you know, friend, yeah. Or like those cool moments that are like, you'll meet somebody for the first time. And they're like, oh, so-and-so never told me that you used a wheelchair. And I was like, should they? Like, is that a normal? Like,
yeah, but sometimes.
Like, before you meet him, you should know that he's half your size. Like.
Sometimes it's so innocent, though. Like.
Yeah.
Oh, you've met Chad before. I don't think I have. Yeah, you have. He's the guy in the wheelchair. Like,
yeah.
It's just, you know what I mean?
And yeah.
Like, if people get offended by that, like, it would be like me saying, you've met Steve before. I don't know. Yeah, he's the dude with the wacky hair and the beard, right? Like, I don't... Maybe I'm wrong. Like, I don't know. I just don't get hung up on that
stuff. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't bother me. Maybe it's... Growing up around it, you try to let a lot of, I don't even think twice now about words and language. You try to let a lot of stuff slide off and try not to get offended. Because
maybe there's a degree to which we're almost thinking too much about it.
Probably.
Right? Like
absolutely.
It's like we're all worrying too much about it,
yeah.
Perhaps.
Oh, I think so.
Especially with what Steve said with the kind of, if it comes from a positive place,
mm-hmm.
an innocent place, an ignorant place perhaps. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, well, I'll move on to the next question. This one's maybe a little bit more raw. I'm trying to think how to phrase it in a nice way. Maybe I'll just say it as it is. And that is, should folks who don't have a disability feel sorry for folks who do have a disability?
Who wants this one first?
I want to add
that, in that some of my preamble of like, I don't have a disability, like, mm. I do, I mean, I've had plenty of friends who have had disabilities and stuff like that, but I don't know if I've ever really sat and asked them questions like I've asked Andy.
Sure.
And part of that is maybe they haven't been as willing to just open up as, mm-hmm. Andy is, but I feel like Andy's really, I think there was probably something in me that maybe did feel sorry. And I kind of feel like Andy's, and to some degree, this podcast has changed my opinion on that.
Oh, awesome.
So let me start by saying that. So, mm-hmm. that's where I stand at the moment.
Cool.
Hmm.
So you went
from feeling sorry.
I've never really thought about it, but if I think about my past, I think probably I would have thought, yes, I would have felt sorry for folks. And now I think, just based on this podcast and just. Almost cavalier attitude of these two, I think is just kind of like and then no excuses. I think that's really just made me feel differently.
Cool.
The short answer is no. I mean, I don't know. I don't do anything different than you do.
Mm-hmm.
I drive with hand controls, like, I have a job, but I mean, there are people that are worse off than me, and we use Daryl as an example a lot,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But do I feel sorry for Daryl? I don't think so. And Daryl, he just has a different way of doing things.
Absolutely.
Like, you'd have to know him to know what I'm talking about, but, like, when he knows Chad's in the room, like, his demeanor changes, like, and it, yeah, I don't know. So, for me personally, no, I don't think you should feel sorry for me. Maybe feel sorry for my haircut or something. that I choose
ain't that
to style my hair that way, but,
Or his siblings.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. There's people that are dealt a lot worse hands than I have been, right? So, I don't think so.
Beauty. That's spot on. I mean, as I'm sitting here, thinking about what I want to say to that. My bro is like the happiest kid in his own world, right? And he doesn't know any better, and that's cool to hear Andy say that, you know, he recognizes my voice, and because I know it, he can't speak back and stuff, and he communicates in his own way with his own sounds and stuff, but I know that he knows it's me, and I know that he smiles when he hears me, and that's really cool for me, you know. Should you feel sorry for him? No, because he's pretty good the way he is, you know what I mean? And we're kind of all in their own little world. Like, do we want compassion? Yes. Do we want empathy? Yes, because everyone does. It's a basic human need, you know, to be cared for. Do I want people to, you know, have, yeah, do I want compassion and care? Yeah. Do I want empathy? Yes. Do I want pity? Absolutely not. You know what I mean? And maybe that's the sort of line that where I draw it. But I mean, do I want you to, you know, look out your window, for example, and say, hey, I should shovel so that guy can get around a little bit more? Yeah, I do. Yeah. You know, but I don't want you to go, oh, you know, that poor boy in the, you know, I mean, man, if I'm struggling in the snow and you come over and offer me help, I will probably, in my pride and ignorance, turn you down the first time. And then I'll keep trying to truck through and go, yeah, I probably could use some help. Right? So, I mean, my pride is a big, almost a downfall for me sometimes too. But I don't know. I just, at the end of the day, I'd want to be cared for like any other human would, you know?
Well, I think too that if you say, I want people to feel sorry for me, you know what I'm saying. But
yeah,
if I admit I want people to feel sorry for me, there, I said it probably that
yeah.
time. I'm also admitting that I can't do what you can do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's different than, like, feeling sorry and admitting you can't do something are two different things, right? Feeling sorry for you, you admit defeat that you're not even going to try.
No, you're right. So let me rephrase that. If I want somebody to feel sorry for me, it's like I'm admitting I'm less than them.
Yeah.
That's a better way to say it. So. A lot of time, well, at least for me, my disabilities or my shortcomings come in my head, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and if I sit back and think about it, like, there's always ways to do. Are you laughing because I have brain damage?
We should start recording these with video. You know, Steve's across the table giving Andy a look.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I know people have felt sorry for me. Like, I know it because they've told me. And I just, I don't know. What do you do with that? Sorry.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
I think, well, my next question kind of like rolls off this question.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And that is, I spoke to you, Chad, on the drive here. Yeah. And I know I've spoken to you about this before as well. You both, and you alluded to it just in that last answer, you're both quite stubborn.
Yeah.
And sometimes, well, I guess my question is, should we go out of our way to help you guys more than potentially we would? So, like, if let's use your illustration that you said with the snow shoveling.
Sure.
Would you, I know, I mean, you obviously, you said you'd probably say no the first time.
Yeah.
Do you, I don't know how the question's coming across, but, like, is it almost offensive? Like, you got your two neighbors shoveling. They come and ask you if you want help first. Is that offensive? I guess is like, and should, or on the other way, is that actually how it should be?
Yeah.
Right. Like, should folks be kind of like going out of the way to make sure that?
That's a cool question, and I think again, it's easy to sort of dance around the question and say that it's situational, but I guess it sort of is. If you're using that instance, I would love for one of my neighbors to come and say, hey, can I, actually some of them do, they just do, and they don't ask, they just, I hear a snowblower and I look out and it's my neighbor's clearing my path, right? Mm-hmm. If that's the issue, then I would love it. I mean, that's like, I'm gonna put my pride aside. One of the things that's been really awesome, but also a shot to the man card, but still so awesome, has been my 11-year-old son is snow shoveling for me now, right? Like, he's strong enough to do it, and he goes out and does it. And it's like, you know, it's awesome. It's sort of heartbreaking in a way because, you know, daddy wants to go do it himself. But, like, he's like, I'm going to go shovel. And I'm like, awesome, bud. I got my parents next door. They're in their 60s, and they're arthritic, and, you know, like, I can't. He's like, I'll go do it for them so they don't have to do it too, you know. So, yeah, it's, I don't know. I think just generally, and it popped into my mind as Andy was talking about in answering the last question, I don't want pity. I just want empathy. I'd love to for everybody to, and I say this tongue in cheek, but I'd love for everybody to spend a day in a chair and kind of figure out, and I'm not wishing ill will on anybody, right? But it's like,
walk a mile in someone's shoes, right?
That's it, right?
Sit a mile in one's chair.
Exactly. You know, so just to, and but I mean, there's a lot of humor around that too. You know, I've had many a conversation that go, yeah, I know what you're going through. I broke my leg once, and so, you know, you always have those conversations. You know, don't you hate this? Yeah. I was at a pub on the weekend watching a colleague of mine play some music, and I went around and I brought my guitar and I played with him, and then it was time to go to the washroom, so I go around the corner, and there's a gentleman sitting in a motorized chair, and his chair is just covered in mud, like it just looks like, and I was like, look at that, and just like right away, I didn't even think. I patted him on the shoulder, probably, he was sitting there with some buddies, and I patted him on the shoulder, I was like, look at that chair, man, you've been mud bogging. I said, I gotta get that motor you got in there. He goes, I don't want this chair to begin with. And I was like, "Ooh, that's the wrong kind of conversation. I'm just gonna go to the bathroom. I'm just gonna, you know." So yeah. You never know where anybody's head's at. You know, I came at it, Captain Positive, just trying to make a joke about the mud on his tires and stuff, and clearly he was just in a very different spot, right? Mm-hmm. But I think life had probably dealt him a very different hand than I'd been dealt with. So maybe that's what it, you know, necessitated that response.
But part of my job, I have to go to expos and open houses, that kind of stuff, promote the business. And one time it was raining and we were unloading the car, and this guy came he was kind of running, he was using a cane, but I was in my chair as I was unloading the car, and he's like, I'll help you. And I was like, no man, like, I'm good, this is like my last run, and then I'm going in anyway. And he just grabbed the back of my chair and pushed me inside. And I was like, man, like, I'm good. Like, I don't need your help. And he was just like, sometimes you gotta, what do you say? Sometimes you gotta learn to be humble. And I was like, to me, that's not being humble. You're not listening to me. Right? You're just
like, sometimes you have to listen to what people say too.
Yeah, and then he took off his coat and he was a volunteer for the event, which I thought was pretty ironic, but...
That's pretty funny.
So...
We haven't done one of these in like a month. I had this post that I made on my Facebook page get traction, and people, they said, can you make it public? Because I want to share it. I took a picture of, it's on my street, and I've lived in that same house for 30 years. I live in the house I grew up in. So I've got great neighbors generally. But I had to take a picture of this as I was going home the other day from work. The sidewalks were mostly done. And then there was literally this one house who you could tell the person had just literally walked out with their shovel, put their shovel on the ground, walked through it once, and then that was it, right? Mm-hmm. And so the track through was literally the width of a snow shovel, and that was it. And I was like,
how big was a snow shovel?
Sorry, as I motioned with my hand. Yeah. But it was... Chips. So the point is that it wasn't enough. So I took this picture, and I made it a slightly passive-aggressive comment on Facebook about how it basically, like, this isn't good enough because... You know, I know that it's cold. I know you want to get back in your house, but this doesn't do myself or anyone else that needs the sidewalk any favors, because I literally had to go, at that point, I had to go onto the road for half the block and then come back, right? But you see it all the time, and I don't know.
Okay. I mean, I agree with you. Now, I don't have, obviously, the same problem of trying to get a wheelchair down.
But a stroller.
Yeah, but baby a stroller.
And I live in Dundas, so I live around a lot of seniors.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, I frequently, in the last few weeks, have had to go onto the road and just kind of thought to myself, how do... Like, I mean, I'm looking at a senior's home. Like, how do seniors get around?
Yeah.
They probably don't. Like, I work with a lot of seniors, and some of them, when they just stay home.
All right, back to business.
In all fairness, the last question actually rolls quite nicely from that. And again, I don't want to kind of make a two tribes almost, an us and a... But what I would like to ask, I think, is what can... folks who don't have a disability be doing better outside of shoveling better. What could they be doing better? And not just that, like, but just in terms of also supporting too. And I was saying this to Andy, like, he had a post recently on Facebook and it got shared quite a few times. And I made the point that I think it's because people want to help and they want to support and they want to show Andy that they're like they love him and that kind of stuff, but they don't always know how to. And so I think by them sharing that post, that was their way of doing that, right? I think I said that to you, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
And so so that's kind of the question of like the answer could be nothing.
But
I think in all honesty, just instead of, don't assume, just ask, right? Like
that's what I was gonna say too.
It's the well, the volunteer at the event was a bad example because he asked and then just did it anyway.
Ask and listen.
but as you said before, like, Chad and I aren't the best examples because we're so stubborn anyway, and I've really had to. This ice has been killer for me. Oh, so I've had to humble myself and ask for help more than I would. So it goes both ways, I guess.
I would imagine that ice would be worse for you, like, or as worse for you as snow. Like, I mean, I can't get through the snow, but ice for you most of the times. Yeah, I generally. I mean, as long as there's some snow on top of the ice that my tires can grab, I can generally drive over top of it. Yeah, and it doesn't...
So is sand better then? Or salt?
Something that was some traction, yeah. But I mean, for you, you are, you know, you're not exactly sure-footed on the best of days, so it must have been a heck of a time trying to get around.
Yeah, I mean, fortunately, our building was closed a couple times, so I didn't have to venture out, right? Mm-hmm. So, anyways, to your point, or to your question, don't... And again, I'm not good at asking for help, but don't assume that I
need help. But also don't assume that you don't need it, because you don't ask for it, right? To answer the question, I mean, to come back to it, circle back around, just ask. That's the only thing. And accept the answer. And if you really feel like there's something, like, I would say, for me, it's different because I know Andy, and I can be that guy who goes, Andy, stop being stubborn, or I tell him to do stuff. I can do that with Chad,
too, where
I'll just grab them. But as you get to know people, you get to know, it's like anything. It's like what you do, I hate to use the analogy of elderly, but, yeah, just ask.
It just constantly comes back to empathy for me and trying to understand. What, you know, to walk a mile or sit a mile, as Steve said earlier, you know, in someone else's seat, but just to try to, and I love that. That's like, I mean, the fact that you're asking those questions is awesome. What can we as a people, although you don't want to cause that divide, right? Yeah. But yeah, like, what can we do better? I mean, everyone can always be better. Mm-hmm. And when we think we've, you know, we don't want to be complacent in anything that we do. It 100% circles back to hopefully, and maybe not, maybe if it's a stranger that you see, then you don't know the person, you don't know if they're going to accept help or not, right? All right, time again for our offside segment. If you've been listening, this is where we just get real about the stuff that makes us laugh.
So I last trip I took to the dentist, I'd walked into my dentist before, but the last time I went, I took my wheelchair. And You guys probably know the story. I think we talked about it, but so I'm wheeling in, and the receptionist is super nice, making small talk with her all the way up till the hygienist calls me in. The receptionist walks me down, and as she's passing the notes to the hygienist, she says something to her, like, in her ear. And I figure they're just, I don't know what they're doing, but... So, the receptionist leaves. First thing the hygienist says to me is, "So you had surgery." Right? So...
What type?
So, can you back up a little bit? Was there a hello before? Like, it was just... That was the...
Well, no, I was making, like...
No, your hygienist. Did she say hello, or did she just said, "So you had surgery"?
Yeah, like you walked
no,
in.
No, that was the first question.
Oh, okay.
But so she did say
I'm just trying to visualize this, and like Andy swags into the room. So you had surgery. What?
No, there's probably, "Hey, how you doing?" Yeah, so you had surgery, but that was the... So, kind of what we're talking about, the receptionist assumed that because I was in a wheelchair, I had surgery. But the thing that bothers me is...
She didn't ask.
Yeah, she didn't ask. And I was talking to her all the way up to going in there, right?
Yeah.
And she was just like... So now this... this this very well-meaning hygienist was trying to make conversation. And I'm like, "No." And then, like, right?
No, did you?
What type? How did you know?
At first, I thought, I was at the dentist. I thought she was talking like a root canal or something. I was like, "What?" But yeah, so
that's fun.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, that's my offside.
That's a good offside. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, what? I don't know. I don't even. That's. I've said that a lot about these moments. Like, what were they thinking? How do you even go there?
But she probably thought she was being helpful, but ask me. You know what I mean? Like,
you know what happens when you assume.
What? I've heard.
That's probably a third or fourth time this weekend. You've reminded me of what? Well, at least the second.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, me?
I know. Yeah. Sam, what happens when you assume?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Just spell it out.
That's it.
So, Samuel, do you have anything you want to plug while we're...
Yeah, we may as well give you... We can give you some time to plug. Plug it up. Nothing to plug. You can be shameless. It's okay.
I'll just do it. Sam Loker Music.
There it is.
It's on the Spotify.
We didn't. We just introduced you to Sam and let you talk. We didn't talk about Sam the musician, did we?
I got British. And
yes. Oh, yes. Sam, our British friend, is here to ask us questions. So
I work with Andy.
There you go. And works. So that's all the internet knows about you at this point. Yeah. So
and I play some music.
There you go. So then let's plug the music. Yeah, Why not?
You can find me on Spotify as Sam Loker.
LOAKER.
Should we put a link in the description?
Below. And then below. Like and subscribe. Yeah. That's it.
Cool.
Right on. Hopefully, Sam, I don't know if we've helped you at all. I don't know.
I've written some stuff down.
That's it. Yeah. Most of it says, "These guys are idiots."
we almost got to the point.
Yeah. What was this for? Yeah.
I feel like it was worthwhile.
That was great. You guys did great.
I think we danced around a few questions, but...
We danced, which I don't dance. I just sat. I'm not a very good dancer.
Is that a wheelchair drill?
I'm kidding. I don't know. Listen, internet, it's been a blast. I don't know why I just refer to the collective internet with that word, but hopefully you've enjoyed getting reacquainted with this podcast first and foremost. It's been a month since we did it. Hopefully you enjoyed meeting our friend Sam, and hopefully he learned something other than we're a bunch of idiots that probably wrote his notes. I don't know. Anyways, listen, thanks very much for listening. Once again, general reminder that you can go back and check out all the old episodes on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, however you're listening to your podcast. Look up the Team Ability No Excuses podcast.